Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Birch Tree Podcast. Today, let's talk about night sight. Night sight is the newest fancy photo feature on the new Google phones this year. On a lot of phones, actually, if you can get the right APK. But night sight is a low light photo mode that essentially does a lot more than it enables much more than your typical camera phones. It doesn't just keep the shutter open for longer. It does that, but it also takes multiple exposures at multiple levels and compiles them together, uses machine learning, all that good stuff. Like, it essentially does some sort of magic to try to get you a better photo than you would be able to otherwise in really low light situations. Before going any further, I should mention the implementation of this is actually quite good. I got to test this on the Pixel 3, and the way that it works is when you're in the camera app, you just open the camera app, it goes to the regular camera mode, you hold it up a thing, whatever you want to take a picture of, and if it's really dark, if it's really low light, then you'll get a tiny little button that appears in the viewfinder that says, it looks like it's low light, would you like to try night mode? And you tap that, it takes you to the night mode version, and then you snap the picture like normal. You do have to kind of hold the camera steady for a few seconds. Depending on the shot, depending on the light or exact situation, it's either between like 1 second to as much as like 4 or 5 seconds. So it depends a little bit, but basically you essentially don't have to change your routine crazy. Some night modes on cameras make you go into like a sub menu manually. It's really nice that this one is just like, hey, it's pretty dark. You want to try that night mode? And it works very, very nicely. As far as the photos that come out of it, I wrote an article today with a bunch of comparisons. Basically, I went out at like 10 p.m. last night when it was pitch black outside, took some photos, took a couple selfies, took some photos of houses with Christmas lights, and just really, really stress testing it, like putting myself in situations where if I just had my iPhone, that I wouldn't really be able to get a good shot. Like, it's just not possible. So I'll be linking to that in the show notes, and you should definitely check that out to see what the comparisons are. But my big takeaway is that night sight is a really good feature. It's an absolutely wonderful feature that I wish the iPhone had. It's not perfect. Like, it doesn't just magically make you take perfect photos in low light. It doesn't suddenly make a black room completely lit and look like the day. It does some cool things. It definitely gets you brighter pictures than you would with the iPhone or with the Pixel's own regular camera mode. It definitely does a great job of that. But those images are often very grainy. Those images are very warm. There's kind of a yellowish, orangish hue to everything, which I don't actually really love. It makes it look kind of, I don't have a good word for it, but it makes the photos feel a little dirty, if that makes any sense. But you can fix that. Like, you could throw that in Lightroom and then change the tint a little bit and adjust that. So that's not the end of the world. And the alternative is to not use this mode, to not use this night sight mode, and get almost nothing. So it's a cool thing to have. Two questions that have come up from a few people is, what about flash? Why would you use night sight when the flash is there? Number one, I would say I never use flash. I do not use the flash because I hate flash photography. Like, I know Apple's put a lot of work and Google and all these companies have put a lot of work into trying to make more realistic flashes that don't make you look horrible. And they've definitely improved, but I just don't like it. I don't like how disruptive flash is. I don't like how flash will help you for anything that's a few feet away from you, but if it's like 15 feet or more, then it's completely useless because it's just a flash of light. It's not going to get you all that way out there. I don't love flash. So basically the difference here, and again in the article there's a selfie I did to compare them in basically a pitch black room. So I did a selfie with the iPhone with the flash on, and it illuminated my face relatively well. And then the background was completely black because, again, it was more than a few feet from the camera, so it was not exposed by the flash. Same with the Pixel 3. I took a selfie with the flash on, similar photo. The flash isn't quite as realistic, but it's still very good. And then, for a flash, I should say, and then I took it with night sight, and it worked great. Like, number one, it wasn't a giant light that came on in the room and annoyed everyone else. It was pretty quick. Like with the flash, I was actually surprised, since I don't use the flash that often. I was a little surprised that I actually, when I hit the shutter button, I kind of expected the screen to just light up for a moment and then for it to take the picture immediately, kind of like it does in regular photos where you have like an instant capture when you tap the shutter button. You actually like hit the shutter button, the screen lights up, and then it's on for like a good second or two, and then it takes the photo. So it's doing a longer exposure there. With night sight, it takes a longer exposure as well. It takes a second or two, maybe 3 seconds to capture the photo. But the photo you get looks so much better. It looks more color accurate. It looks, you can actually see the background because it's exposing for everything, not just the stuff that can be illuminated by the flash. It looks a lot better. And it would make me much more likely to take a selfie, to take a photo of something in that scenario than I would with the flash. And the second thing brought up as a kind of just a question as to how does this actually work and is it actually useful was, what if I don't want my photos to look like that? What if I don't want my night photos to look like they're in the daytime? What if I want them to look like they're night? What if I want that contrasty look? I want the Christmas lights to be popping and to be really bright and everything and look good, but I don't want it to look like it's noon. I want it to look like a night photo. You can totally do that too. Like, this is an additional feature. It's not like every photo you take on the Google Pixel 3 is going to use this night sight mode. It's an alternative mode. It's basically, you can use the regular camera mode, you can use the flash, you can use all the things you currently do. But if you're in a situation where that normal camera mode can't get you a good photo, then this is an option to get something. Maybe it's going to be a little grainy. Maybe it's not going to be perfect. Maybe it's going to be a little yellowish. Like, there could definitely be problems with it. Maybe it's a fast-moving thing, and so a long exposure isn't really an option. That's going to be an issue with any camera, though. But this gives you an option. Basically, this is your ejection seat. This is your last-ditch effort. This is just an option that's additional to the normal stuff. The Pixel 3 does a great job with regular photos. I still have my feelings on that. I generally think that the iPhone takes photos that I prefer to have. I can definitely see why someone would like the Pixel 3, but personally, I think the iPhone takes pictures in a style and has color science that does things that gives me images that I can be more flexible with when I go into edit them in Lightroom or whatever. But the Pixel 3 takes great photos with a flash. It's a flash. Like, it does, it's basically the same as what I see when I compare it to the iPhone. But that's where the iPhone stops. The iPhone stops with those modes. If you want to go further, you want to get some extra low light functionality, then that's where night sight comes in and really is a very cool feature. And I did some just test shots just to like kind of compare them, but I want to use this more in real life. Tragically, it's not my Pixel 3. It's one that I was just able to get my hands on for a day or two and won't be able to do much more with it. But I wanted to take a look at what is, like, I've tested night sight on the OnePlus 6, which is kind of a hack and isn't really night sight. It's sort of night sight, but I wanted to get it on the real deal, and I was happy to make that happen, and it was really interesting to see the results and to see this very cool feature in action. It's definitely going to get better next year. I'm sure Google will have a better version of it. Maybe next year Apple will have some sort of competitor to it, and I'm just excited where we're going with all this camera tech in phones. It's amazing, amazing what we're able to do with these tiny, tiny sensors and tiny, tiny lenses in these phones. So it's all very exciting. I hope you enjoyed the article and this episode of the show. If you want to catch the rest of my work, including the article I talked about here, you can do so at birchtree.me. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm at Matt Birchler, and you can support the show on Patreon. That's patreon.com/birchtree. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you here next time. Bye-bye.